This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Home sales in this economy come in two basic flavors. Existing homes, used homes is another way to think of that, and new homes, sales of which the Commerce Department tells us were up 6% last month from a year ago. Increasingly, those new homes are making up a bigger share of overall sales, especially in one very big state where new home construction dominates. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall takes us to the suburbs west of Houston.
On a suburban street wedged between grassy fields and half-built subdivisions, I meet Lauren Flathouse.
Lauren.
We're in what's called a model home park.
You can actually see model homes built by several different builders. So right now we're standing in front of the Weston Homes.
This model is a two-story gray brick home on the corner of Apple Glen Court and Birchview Lane.
You've got Perry Homes, you've got Highland Homes. You've just got kind of a mix of everything, so you can dictate based on features and your budget.
Flathouse is a local realtor who also moved into a new home near here, about 35 miles from downtown Houston.
We are in Jordan Ranch. You've got beautiful amenities, amazing schools, and you're in the west side of Houston. We've got a ton of growth happening in this area.
Construction began on more than 35,000 new homes in the Houston area in 2023, according to real estate data firm Zonda. Roughly 10,000 were in the west part of town. The number of new home starts here in this area is the same as all of Las Vegas last year.
A lot of it's tied to, you know, particularly what we've seen in the last few years, in migration coming into Texas.
Brian Glashagel is with Zonda.
A lot of households moving both domestically from other states, California, and then a lot of international migration that comes to Texas as well.
Though Houston's real estate market has not been immune to the cooling effects of interest rate hikes, Glashagel expects an increase in new home starts in 2024. And he says long term, it's probably still not enough.
With the population growth, the household growth, and job growth that's expected for Houston, I think you're going to look at this market as being a little bit supply constrained as we move forward. Not significantly, but not quite in balance either.
And the people buying new homes aren't just first-time homebuyers looking for starter homes, says Daniela Sumbera, a Houston area realtor. She says new homes are 60 to 70% of her firm's buyers.
We have some right now that are coming from Portland.
People who may have sold their 1,400-square-foot house for $1 million. So in Houston,
you can easily find a 4,000-square-foot house on, you know, a quarter of an acre with all the bells and whistles. They are completely baffled by how much home you can get for a lot less.
And for those not paying cash, builders are buying down interest rates to make the mortgage payment more affordable. In Jordan Ranch, homes start at about $300,000. And while it may be far from the city, these new builds are accounting for a new way of life and work. Richard Matlock is a local builder.
We offer a choice of a study or a bedroom. So, but a lot of people are using that choice as a study. So it's a custom option that you can get in your home. But if we're building an inventory home, it's going to have a study in it.
When he started building homes 25 years ago, they were a luxury item.
But now it's just almost in every home.
The price of that spacious home? A long commute. People hear a joke that Houston is an hour from Houston. But with a work-from-home study, bike paths, golf courses, and in some cases, a neighborhood lazy river, developers are doing all they can to sell the suburbs. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.